You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Did you know you have over 600 muscles in your body? And they're responsible for your heart beating. Your heart is a muscle. How about opening and closing your eyes? You need muscles for that. Smiling, you use 22 muscles to smile. You use even more to frown. I don't know why we frown more than smile, but yeah, you need lots of muscles for that too. And also for running, any other movement between your head and toe, they're all connected to one or more of the 600 muscles. Every one of them need to be fed. Carolina. So, okay, we know muscles need to be fed, but man, now we're seeing, I think, the industry, the marketing industry of food and drinks going a little crazy on this, because now we see muscle drinks, and they seem to become the rage. And is that a good way to feed our muscles?
Yeah, I have to say overall, no, because I haven't studied all of them in the market, but the ones that I have seen, I feel like it's just a marketing thing, because they just took one of those high energy drinks or a very high protein drink with a lot of sugar and slapped the word muscle on it. So I didn't see anything extremely peculiar about it, and I actually found them to be a little probably damaging, because a lot of them do have so much sugar, and so many of them do have a very high amount of protein with little liquid. So I don't know how healthy it is to drink that much protein in such a small amount of liquid and so fast. It's not really ideal.
So the question is whether that even can be absorbed if it's an excess quantity. But okay, so we're talking about drinks, milk. A lot of people think they need milk for muscle performance. Is that correct? Is that your thinking?
Well, I think the relationship becomes because milk is high in protein. And so the protein is there. Vitamin A, vitamin D, which are all vitamins that will help into muscle strength as well. But do you absolutely need it? No. It's one of the foods that you may find some of the nutrients that are great for muscle building, but you don't necessarily need to rely solely on it. To be honest with you, a diet that's varied in fruits and vegetables and well-balanced and has the right amount of protein is optimal. Going overboard on anything is always going to be damaging to other parts of your body. So it may be great for your muscles, but damaging to your liver and your kidneys. So you have to really be careful when you start overdoing on one specific nutrient.
Okay, so you said lots of fruits and vegetables. I just want to remind everyone that gorillas and orangutans and elephants, they all have lots of muscles, and they eat fruits and vegetables, a lot of fiber. They eat just raw fruits and vegetables all the time, and they are very strong. So what are the key fruits and vegetables? Or let's just go to our seven. I'm sure you've got a few in there. What's your seven list?
Yeah, so when we talk about foods that will feed our muscles and for high performance, we think of two things. We're going to think of not only foods that are going to have the building blocks of muscle itself, which we all know, protein, amino acid, and all that, but also foods that are going to help with inflammatory response. Because when we use our muscle, and we use it all day long, even when we're sleeping, we're using muscles to breathe. When we use our muscles, we are using up their energy and also using up their cells. And all that process can create some inflammation, especially when you overuse them, like maybe during a soccer practice or a marathon. So having anti-inflammatory foods is extremely important to keep that inflammation process down and also helping rebuild any cells you might have lost. So let's get to the fun part. Like, what do we eat to keep this up, right? Good news is these are all really healthy foods that are going to feed all parts of your body at the same time. And I have beef on my list. And a lot of people who follow a vegetarian diet may, kind of cringe at the fact that I have beef in there. But the reality is, beef is high in iron, which carries a lot of oxygen to and within the muscles, so it's very important. And it helps with the protein, the amino acid building blocks of muscles. So beef has a place. Do you have to have beef to have good? Absolutely not. It's just an option, okay? You can find iron in some other fruits and vegetables. You're just going to have to eat a little bit extra of it. So I have beef in there. Avocados. Avocados are excellent source of potassium. Yeah, I know. Yay. I know avocados are everywhere
very
nowadays.
Happy to hear
different
that.
Recipes. Me too.
And I love avocados.
We usually hear avocados because of their fat, which is great. It'll also help fuel the muscles. But because it's so high in potassium, it's an excellent sort of potassium, it helps the muscle contractions. So that's the cool, neat thing about avocados, doing more than just feeding the muscles, helping in contraction as well. What else? I have beans. So beans are a great substitute for the beef. So if you're on a vegan or vegetarian diet, just double up on the beans. The beans are not just there for the protein. They're also there for the iron and the B vitamins. So great for supplying blood along the muscles, for making sure that the blood's reaching all the different fibers of your muscles that you need. They're also rich in potassium, calcium, magnesium, which are all minerals that are very important for muscle contraction. So I'm a huge bean fan, right, Ellen? So I have to have beans in there.
Yeah, well, you also turned me into one. So we have beans every day. I have hummus every day. That's a great way to get beans if you aren't cooking something. But beans and rice, brown rice, quinoa, num num. All right, so we have beef, avocado.
That's right, you're right. A lot of people don't think of chickpeas as beans, but it is a bean. So fantastic. Hummus counts. That's great.
Yes. All right.
Yeah.
Next.
So next one, sweet potatoes. And I put sweet potatoes because they tend to have a little bit higher of some of the nutrients we need. So the regular potato is going to be okay as well, but I kind of prefer the sweet potatoes. Remember, it is on the Dirty Dozen list, so this is when you want to go organic. But it's a great source of vitamin C, vitamin B6, potassium, manganese, all things you don't usually hear about when we're talking potatoes, but it's there. So fantastic. And some of the vitamin C is also going to help with connective tissue. So actually sticking the bones to the muscle kind of thing. It's kind of a rudimentary way of putting it, but to make sure that you're not getting any damage of any muscle tears or anything like that.
Yeah, that's important.
So it helps with all that stuff. Yeah. And the next one is nuts. And I've always liked them, but Ellen definitely turned me more into a nuts and seeds eater after I see her traveling with her huge bag of nuts and seeds everywhere she goes.
Every day.
That must
Every
be why day. You have such strong muscles.
I'm just like Iron Man. That's me, right? I eat all these things. That's why. It's yum.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah,
nuts and
I mean, they're delicious. Nuts and seeds. They're all really great source of energy, first of all, but they also have the protein, the omegas, the good kind of fats. So we're almost out of time. Let's the last two. Yogurt or kefir, I really like because not only they're a great source of all those minerals we're talking about, but also probiotic, which is actually going to help us absorb all these minerals from the foods we're talking. And last one is going to shock you. It's not really a food. It's, I guess, you know, herb and spice, but cinnamon and ginger. And that goes into the anti-inflammatory aspect that I talked about. So a lot of people don't realize this, but half a teaspoon of cinnamon has as much antioxidant as half a cup of blueberries or one cup of that pomegranate juice. So think about that. Just adding a little cinnamon to all the fruits or different things you're eating throughout the day can give you that same antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties that comes with eating some of the berries. Still eat the berries too, by the way. Ginger is also great for the same reasons. It's anti-inflammatory. It also helps with digestive issues, which, you know, go right along with muscles. You need muscles to digest. So so that's the top seven. I know I went through them kind of fast, and I want to tell everybody, look on our website, because we have a fantastic recipe that uses a lot of the foods I just talked about. They're called the cinnamon meatballs. They were Kid Critics approved. We taste tested them, and kids absolutely love them. And yes, there's actually cinnamon, ground cinnamon in these meatballs, and that is actually the secret ingredient of what makes them so good. There's also carrots, celery, and you can use ground beef or you can use ground turkey. So check that out on our website, and that's kcritics.org, spelled with two K's. Make sure you also follow us on Facebook. We will post some of these recipes there, and we're happy to hear your comments back. Remember, you can always find us on RadioMD.com to listen to our past radio shows. Thanks for being with us on our Family Food Kitchen. Eat well and stay well.